Larry Elder. Larry Elder here, the sage from South Central, the prince of Pico Union, the czar of common sense, the great Eldersky, Don Lorenzo. Welcome to the program. No Victor Crest allowed because we've got a country to save. So let's get her teed up!
Do you want to play rock? Say hello to my new friend!
What the hell's going on out here?
Ooh, that's a bingo.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, ReliefFactory.com studio. Mike Bloomberg has laid off staffers after telling them they've been exposed to the coronavirus. Their health care insurance runs out March 31st. We're going to talk about some of the lies that have been told about President Trump's response to the coronavirus, including AOC and Sharpton still claiming that President Trump referred to the coronavirus as a hoax. Never mind, the Washington Post gave that assertion four Pinocchios. That's as bad as you can get. Yet AOC and Sharpton still saying it. Border Patrol agents are allowing hundreds of vehicles from Mexico to enter America despite the ban that was announced by the Trump administration. A top New Jersey healthcare official said, and I'm quoting her, "I'm definitely going to get the coronavirus. We all are." End of quote. Senator Rand Paul has tested positive for the coronavirus, as has Harvey Weinstein. Democrats and Republicans can't agree on a stimulus package. Apparently, the Democrats' objection is that it's too pro-business. Here's what Senator John Thune said, Republican, about why this bill has not gone through yet.
I think we all know what's happening here. Leader pointed it out in his opening remarks. Everything was going really quite well. There were a lot of working groups that were meeting. There was great bipartisan cooperation. Both sides were getting ideas included in a plan. And then yesterday, the Speaker of the House showed up with an agenda. And all of a sudden, it got taken over at the leadership level. And so now, instead of talking about helping workers, we're talking about the Green New Deal and all kinds of other things that demands that the unions and other special interest groups want to see in this deal.
Next hour, we will be talking with Stephen Moore, a former Trump economic advisor. He's still a fan of the Trump administration, about this proposed $2 trillion stimulus bill, which includes giving $1,000 to every man, woman, and child in this country. It's difficult for me to believe that Stephen Moore would be down with this. So I'm going to talk with him next hour about that. Stick around for that. Now, the number of coronavirus cases in America surpassed 35,000 today, making it the third highest numbers of infections in the world, behind only Italy and China. But remember, Italy is one-sixth the size of America. New York has the highest number of cases, nearly 17,000, seeing a 37.4% spike Monday. The number of deaths here in the country because of the coronavirus has now reached 471. Dr. Fauci, about the staggeringly high death toll in Italy, said this.
One of the things that we did very early and very aggressively, the president, you know, put the travel restriction coming from China to the United States, and most recently from Europe to the United States, because Europe is really the new China. Again, I don't know why this is happening there to such an extent, but it is conceivable that once you get so many of these spreads out, they spread exponentially, and you can never keep up with this tsunami.
According to a recent poll, the percentage of Americans concerned they will get the coronavirus has increased to 57%. 21% of Americans say the virus has turned their world upside down. The number of Americans who say their life has not been impacted at all by the virus fell from 29% last week to just 6% today. Among Democrats, the number not touched by the virus fell from 21% last week to just 3% today. Among Republicans, the number not touched fell from 38% last week to 9% today. When asked on a scale from 1 to 100, what chances Are you do you believe you have that you're going to get sick with the coronavirus? Americans today put the odds at 29%, up from 23% a week ago. Article in CNN says Hong Kong appears to have let the coronavirus, appears to have had the coronavirus under control, but then let its guard down. Quote, Hong Kong is providing a very different object lesson. What happens when you let your guard down too soon? They allowed residents to go back to work, to go out, and apparently the virus has now made a resurgence in Hong Kong. Dr. Fauci also said that I've never been overruled, I've never been contradicted. He was on the Mark Levin show.
We make all of our decisions and recommendations that are based on the science. I have never in that room had a situation where I said, scientifically, this is the right thing to do it, and they said, don't do it, or scientifically, this is the wrong thing to do, and they did it anyway. Then we get up and we present it to the president, and he asks a lot of questions. That's his nature. He's constantly asking you questions. And I never, in the multiple times that I've done that, where I said, for scientific reasons, we really should do this, that he hasn't said, let's do it. Or when he's decided, not decided, when he suggests, why don't we do this? And I say, no, that's really not a good idea from a scientific standpoint. He has never overruled me.
By the way, later on in the show, I'm going to play you excerpts from a fascinating interview with a man named Richard Epstein. Richard Epstein is not a scientist. He's not an epidemiologist. He's a judge, libertarian judge, very, very bright, and feels that the response to the coronavirus has been excessive, feels that the repercussions are going to be more damaging than the virus itself, says there are lots of things the government can do and should do, but they're far more limited than what they're doing right now. So I'm going to have excerpts from that interview that was conducted with Reason Magazine by a man named Nick Gillespie. I have a lot of respect for him. All that's coming up. Several of these members of the media and Democrats have referred to the president as having referred to the coronavirus as a hoax. A New York Times reporter named David Leonhardt said it. Sherrod Brown, senator from Ohio, said it. Tim Ryan, a House member from Ohio who ran for president as a Democrat, said it. And recently, AOC and Al Sharpton have said it. Now, for a party that purports to condemn President Trump for its how many thousand lies now? This is, put this one along with the both sides Charlottesville thing that they still say. Never mind, you had two people, Jake Tapper and Michael Smirkanish, both of CNN, admitting that, yeah, the president really didn't say that. You still have Democrats saying it. Similarly, the Washington Post has given the assertion that President Trump referred to the coronavirus as a hoax for Pinocchios. It doesn't matter. Democrats are still saying it. Now, there is a health official, the head of the New Jersey health response. Her name is Judith Pashrelli. She is a state health commissioner. And when asked whether she was worried about getting the coronavirus, she said, and I'm quoting, "I'm definitely going to get it. We all are. I'm just waiting," end of quote. She said it'll probably be mild. She'll likely be sick for a few days and hopefully get better. And she said she studied these progressions, and generally speaking, most people recover. But the idea that we're all going to get this, she says, is very likely. Richard Epstein, the judge I referred you to earlier, would beg to differ. There's a piece in the Baltimore Sun, headline, "Tylenol, Soup, and Rest Can Treat Most Symptoms of the Coronavirus, Whether You Have It or Not." It says, for most of us who get sick, the advice for the treatment, except for the most severe cases that require, for example, a ventilator, the advice for treatment is the same as for a cold. You know, stuff mom used to say. Rest, fluids, most of all, chicken soup. Primary care doctor said, quote, "A lot of self-care advice is the same no matter what it is, with social distancing aspect to it if it's coronavirus. There's no specific treatment for the coronavirus, so besides taking it easy, you're going to want to treat your symptoms. Honey works better than most cough syrups. Antihistamine can help if there's congestion. Tylenol over Advil for pain because it's less harsh for people with chronic health conditions. Stay hydrated with warm fluids like tea. Cover your cough with tissues, and then throw them away. Wash your hands frequently for 20 seconds each time with soap. I am Larry Elder. Do not leave town.
Hi, Larry. Listen to you all the time. Love you. My name is Dorothy. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio, and started Safety Town, national organization there in 1974. But the reason I'm calling, I wonder if you could possibly talk to someone when they do these press conferences. It's ridiculous for us to listen to these people screaming at the president. You know, teaching preschool, the first thing we teach kids is to raise your hand to speak. How about we do that to these reporters in the audience? Raise your hand. The president will get to you. Thanks, Larry. Love you.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, ReliefEcho.com studio. Speaking of press conference, President Trump is conducting one right now. We're going to go to that in just a second. I'm happy to report that we are about ready to pass $40,000 in donations to my Food for the Poor campaign to rush food and fresh, clean drinking water to starving kids and their families in Guatemala. That component, clean water, is absolutely critical. Food for the Poor's Anitra Parmalee says it will transform the lives of mothers who are currently walking hours each way just to bring their children safe, clean water.
Walking at 4 o'clock in the morning to get water. Water is heavy. They can only bring back so much. And to think of the news that there's going to be a community source of water close to them. What will it do for her body, for her family, for the future to have access to water?
Guatemala has the highest rate of malnutrition in the Western Hemisphere. Question, what percentage of Guatemalan children under the age of 5 face chronic malnutrition?
Chronic malnutrition can skyrocket to 80% in rural areas.
We treat 160 children. Half of them suffer from chronic malnutrition. This year, we've identified between 50 and 75 stunted children per month.
2-year-old Dariela Esperanza is among them. She's half the height of a child of her age.
Well, you heard the answer. The answer is nearly 50% of children in Guatemala under the age of 5 face chronic malnutrition. Now we can help. Go to my website, LarryElder.com. Click on the Feed Starving Children banner at the very top. $320, which is $27 a month, gives the blessings of food for a year and water for life to a hungry family of 4. Please, LarryElder.com. You'll see the Feed Starving Families banner at the very top. Or call 855-918-4673. That's 855-918-HOPE. Next hour, we'll be speaking with Stephen Moore, economist and former Trump advisor, about the proposed $2 trillion stimulus plan, including giving every man, woman, and child nearly $1,000, as opposed to what I think would be far more stimulative, which is another substantial tax cut. I know, 50% of the American people do not pay one dime in federal income taxes, but their bosses do. President Trump right now is giving another briefing on the coronavirus. Let's go to it.
Construction companies are donating masks by the hundreds of thousands. Manufacturing workers are transforming their assembly lines. Citizens are volunteering to deliver food and medicine to the elderly. We're truly seeing America at its best. We're really seeing things that people never thought even could happen. Frankly, we never thought this could happen. But the way most Americans are working toward getting it solved and just doing what they have to do to make this go away has been incredible. It's been incredible. I want to take a moment to thank the everyday heroes who are making our vast effort against the virus possible. And thank you to the healthcare workers and the first responders. These are very brave people. Thanks also to the hardworking men and women of Federal Express, UPS, the United States Postal Service, and the truckers who are maintaining our supply chains and supply lines. We thank you very much. Great job. We also want to give our regards and thanks to everyone at our grocery stores working the night shift so that shelves can be restocked and the restaurant workers and delivery drivers keeping our families fed. So many of these restaurants, it's incredible. They're doing service where people come and they pick it up. Delivery, I mean, it's been incredible what they've been doing. Totally different business than they were in, other than they cook food. Other than that, it's like a totally different business. Most of all, I want to thank the American people for rising to the challenge and showing incredible courage, determination, patience, grace, and grit. From New York to Seattle and everywhere in between, your acts of selflessness and sacrifice and ingenuity are a powerful testament to the American character. It's really being shown. It's really showing up at a level that people are really respecting. All over the world, they're respecting. And the world has problems. We're at 148 countries now. 148 countries are affected by the invisible scourge. And all of the uplifting reflections of the American spirit are out there for everyone to see. Together, we will care for our fellow citizens, and we will win this war, and we'll win it much sooner than people think. And we'll be back in business as a country pretty soon. You'll be hearing about that also pretty soon. Now I'd like to ask Attorney General Bill Barr to say a few words, and we'll take questions in a little while. Thank you.
Let me start by thanking you, Mr. President, Mr. Vice President, for your decisive leadership in this unprecedented battle to save American lives. At the Department of Justice, we're working hard to protect the health and safety of our personnel while at the same time keeping our enforcement efforts at full throttle. So I'd like to thank all of my colleagues in law enforcement, not just those at the federal level, but of all our state and local partners, the police officers, the sheriff's deputies who are protecting and serving their communities, often at great risk to themselves. What I'd like to do here is start with a few remarks about the order that the President mentioned to ensure the availability of critical medical and health supplies from hoarding and price gouging. On March 18th, the President issued Executive Order 13909, invoking the Defense Production Act, with respect to the health and medical resources needed to respond to the spread of COVID-19, including PPE and ventilators. We have started to see some evidence of potential hoarding and price gouging. And so earlier today, the President signed a second executive order,
President,
providing the authority.
Trump is having another coronavirus briefing. We'll return to it on the other side. Later on in the show, next hour, we will be talking with Stephen Moore about the contentious stimulus package, about the assertion that giving $1,000 to every man, woman, and child would actually be stimulative. I'm trying to figure out how this is any different than Obama's stimulus package, which did not work, as opposed to a tax cut. We're going to talk to Stephen Moore about all of that. Also, Richard Epstein, a judge and a libertarian, does not believe that the United States should be reacting this way, says there are things the government can do and should do, but they ought to concentrate on the most vulnerable parts of our population, not shutting down the economy altogether as we are right now. I am Larry Elder. Do not leave town.
Give me the night. Larry Elder.
Hey, Larry. It's Rob from Santa Clarita. I just want to know why the federal government has to lay out so much money for this COVID-19 thing. You got people like Michael Bloomberg who spend $500 million on their campaign. Like they said, every American could have had $1.5 million from what he spent on his campaign. You have people like Bill Gates and Warren Buffett. I mean, these people could pay for all of the people that are out of work. I know they're taking care of their own employees, but why doesn't the private sector come in and help? A lot of these companies had tax incentives to grow and to get bigger. They just got a huge corporate tax break. I mean, these are the people who should step up. I mean, most of these tech companies are left-wing companies anyway, and they talk about, you know, all these left-wing ideas. Well, why don't they step up to the plate and start outputting some money and not have the federal government go into such debt to do it.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Larry Elder, ReliefFactor.com studio. Excellent question. And we will put that to Stephen Moore, an economist who was an advisor to the Trump administration, next hour. Now, the folks at MyPillow said, hey, Larry Elder, can you try out a MyPillow? Let us know what you think. This is what, about 3-4 years ago? I was skeptical. I mean, it's a pillow. But I said, hey, what do I have to lose? Except interrupted sleep, no more folding the pillow in half, no more flat, lifeless pillows. So I'm telling you, the pillow is amazing. You need a MyPillow. Well, you don't need my MyPillow, but you need your own MyPillow. So technically, it's your own pillow, but they call it a MyPillow. Again, stays cool all night long. No more waking up at 3 a.m. to flip to the cool side. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it. You don't like it, you will return it, but you won't because you'll like it. 10-year warranty. And you can throw a MyPillow in your washer and dryer, and it comes out like new again. Try doing that with your old pillow and see what happens. In fact, I'd recommend that you don't. For a limited time, you'll get two premium MyPillows for one low price plus free shipping. Just go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code Larry, or 800-890-1843. Be sure and use promo code Larry. You can wash and dry these pillows. 800-890-1843, promo code Larry. MyPillow.com, enter promo code Larry. President Trump's coronavirus task force is conducting another hearing. This is Mike Pence.
Today, listen to them about their specific needs and frankly, made it clear to them that while the president has published at coronavirus.gov the 15 days to slow the spread for every American, and millions of Americans are addressing these common sense guidelines to prevent the spread of the coronavirus in the days ahead, we made it clear to the governors that this president and this administration fully supports decisions that governors are making in communities and states that are particularly impacted by the spread of the coronavirus, and we are grateful for their efforts. We also spoke to the governors about the importance of the legislation that is currently being negotiated on Capitol Hill and asked them to encourage members of the House and the Senate to move very quickly. The bill that is currently being negotiated, the president said that he believes will be resolved soon, and we're encouraged by it. We'll speed direct payments to families. The average family of four will receive $3,000 directly. There'll be payroll subsidies for small businesses around America to keep people on the payroll while they might be required to stay home. Unemployment insurance benefits, assistance to hospitals and major industries, and we continue to urge the Congress to act and ask the governors to engage their delegations. On the subject of testing, we reiterated our thanks to states across the country that are rapidly expanding testing at drive-through sites and at community sites. As Dr. Birx just reflected, because of the unprecedented public and private partnership that the president initiated with our commercial labs, we stand here today with 313,000 tests having been completed, with the test results delivered to Americans, and still somewhat more than 41,000 have contracted coronavirus. But this state-run effort is continuing to receive the full support
this
of our team at FEMA and at the U.S.
press conference by the President's Corona Task Force. Vice President Pence speaking right now. We come back, we'll pick it up. And Mitch McConnell explodes on Nancy Pelosi for ruining the stimulus bill. All that and more, 888-971-SAGE. What does Stephen Moore, Trump's former economic advisor, think about the stimulus package, including the $1,000 for every man, woman, and child versus a tax cut? I'm Larry Elder.
Eldorado's Let Larry Know What's On Your Mind.
Hi, Larry. One of the things that the Republicans need to do, and you mentioned this yesterday on your show, is challenge everything that these reporters say when they're asking a question. For instance, when they say experts are saying, well, what experts? And according to the polls, what poll? Challenge every single question when they try to use one of those texts. People are saying, what people are saying. Do exactly what Kellyanne Conway did yesterday. Because what they often get away with is they just state something, and whatever question they're asking is never challenged. So challenge everything that they say. Make them give an answer to your question. Who's saying? What experts? What poll? Challenge every single question they say, because they can never, they're never challenged, and they can never prove, they're never asked to prove the statement that they're making. Thanks, Larry.
Well, you'll say what you want, you'll do what you want. But if they're, I'd like to know who they are. But hold on, you can't just say that and not name them. Tell us who it was. Come up here and tell us who it was. I'd like to know, because I'll go inside.
Right now, what is your message to those staff?
No, I'd like to know.
Rather than having
excuse me, that's been alleged. No, Yamiche, excuse me.
So is that wrong? Yamiche,
I'm not dealing in hypotheticals. Of course it's wrong. But you can't just make an accusation and not tell us who it is. Who is it? Come and tell us.
Of course it's wrong.
Yamiche, if you want to argue, I'm going to argue about standing away from each other and washing our hands and everything.
But just
tell us who it is.
You're telling those staffers, of course it's wrong.
Who was it? Tell us. I think we have, I think.
Conversations go.
I don't know how these conversations go, and that's highly offensive. So you should tell us all who it is.
888-971-SAGE 888-971-7243 Larry Elder, ReliefFactor.com studio. Right on the front page at LarryElder.com, you can read my weekly column, get highlights of the shows that you can easily post to Facebook and Twitter to spread the knowledge. Front page also has a link to a special report on the coronavirus. You can also subscribe to the podcast of my show for only 99 cents for the first month, practically giving it away. Just go to LarryElder.com. President Trump is conducting another briefing, and right now Vice President Pence, Admiral John is speaking, and they're about ready to take questions.
You heard some of that today. If those that have wanted to convert plants, those that want to get into the business, we have the tools to help them to go do that. So two focus areas right now, PPE and ventilators, four lines of effort working the problem to get more here and increase the supplies.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. President. If I could, the Washington Post is reporting that the total deaths today crossed 100 for the first time. This morning, your Surgeon General on the Today Show said he wanted Americans to understand that this is going to get really bad. Do you share that prognosis?
Of course I do. It's going to be bad. And we have a lot of people dying from the flu, as you know. We have a very bad flu season on top of everything else. It's very bad. It looks like it could be over 50,000. And certainly this is going to be bad, and we're trying to make it so that it's much, much less bad. And that's what we're doing. I think we're doing a very good job of it. If you look at other countries, what they've been through, and you look at the kind of numbers and compare them to ours, which is a much larger country than most, the numbers are pretty amazing. And it started with the fact that we stopped people from coming in from a highly affected area and infected area. And that was a good thing to do. So, yeah, it's bad. And it's going to, obviously, the numbers are going to increase with time, and then they're going to start to decrease. And we're going to be opening our country up for business, because our country was meant to be open and working with others, but especially for our workers. And the engine for that whole system is we have to have companies. And these companies are loved by our workers because they're paying big salaries and big dollars to our workers. And we're going to get it all going again very soon, hopefully very, very soon. Please.
Sir, I'm just trying to reconcile the two things that you just said. One, that things are going to be very, very bad. And two, that you want to get the country open back up as quickly as possible. So I guess my question is, if in a week Dr. Birx or Dr. Fauci are telling you we need to continue these measures for the health of the vulnerable populations of the country, are you going to say, I'm sorry, the economy is too important?
Well, you'll see what happens. I understand the question very well. It's a great question, but we can do two things at one time. I will say this. Our country's learned a lot. We've learned about social distancing. We've learned about the hands. We've learned about staying away, at least during the time that this is even a little bit around this disease or whatever you want to call it, many different names. You can call it many different names, but the virus, while it's around. And we can start thinking about, as an example, parts of our country are very lightly affected, very small numbers. And, you know, you look at a state, great governor, Pete Ricketts in Nebraska. You look at the kind of numbers they have out there. They have one of the great hospitals there, too, relative to what we're talking about. But you look at Nebraska, you look at Idaho, you look at Iowa, you look at many, I could name many countries that are handling it very, very well and that are not affected to the same extent or, frankly, not even nearly to the extent of New York, which is really, I'm dealing with Governor Cuomo, and we're dealing very well together. We'll be sending that ship up, by the way, as you know. We have a ship going to Los Angeles. We'll also be, the ship is coming out of a very large repair. It's all ready to go. It very soon will be. And over the next 3 or 4 weeks, that'll be coming up to New York. We'll go to New York Harbor, and it'll be fully supplied. So they're working on that right now.
And maybe Dr. Burks can speak to this. Do you share the president's optimism that in a week we might have a situation where we can say, you know, there's a few hot spots, but much of the
Well, I didn't say in a week, but I said soon. It's going to be soon. It's not going to be 3 or 4 months, as some people were saying, and a lot of people thought originally, but I would certainly let you answer.
And are you worried that some of the cities and states that haven't had the infection yet are lagging indicators and that we're going to start seeing cases?
So you've raised two
This is another
issues.
Briefing done by the President's Coronavirus Task Force. We come back. President has been accused of being racist for referring to the virus as a foreign virus or a Chinese virus or a Wuhan virus. As you know, the 1918 flu pandemic, some call it the Spanish flu. We're going to talk about where the name Spanish flu came. And Richard Epstein believes that the government is overreacting, that certainly things should be done in order to slow down the spread of the coronavirus, but completely shutting down the economy is a far too dramatic move. All of that and more.
And now, here's Larry Elder.
Larry, my name is Craig. Just calling to let you know the liberals got their new Green Deal. No airplanes. Check. Limit car emissions. Check. Get rid of cows as fast as we can. Check. Everybody gets a universal salary, $1,000. Check. And now they're trying to make it so the minimum wage is $15. How far is it going to go? But it is new Green Deal right in front of your face.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, ReliefFactor.com studio. The top public health official in New Jersey says that, yeah, I'm going to get the coronavirus. We all are, end of quote. Richard Epstein, prominent conservative judge, would beg to differ. Mitch McConnell unleashed on Nancy Pelosi for ruining the stimulus bill. And an actor credits an anti-malaria drug with his coronavirus recovery. All of that and more, 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Right now, the president is conducting a press conference, his corona task force. We're going to go back to it.
Each Dr. Burks. Each person has to be responsible in the way that they decrease their interaction with others, the 6 feet, and you're all very social distance, so thank you. But also assuming that everyone that you're interacting with could be positive. And that gets into the hand washing piece, and that gets into the other piece we talked about is surfaces. I think until we really figure out the respiratory transmission versus the surface transmission, and this hard surface transmission, not fabric, will be really critical because that is a way the virus could spread on subways or metros, where people would be holding on to things that other people had recently held on to. But so that's the real question.
But if we can just keep with the example of Rand Paul, and obviously there are many other people that would be in a similar situation, but just keep with this one example. If he hadn't gotten that test, he would still be showing up to the Senate every day, to his place of work.
If he had
you
been following
that,
these
you?
Guidelines, he wouldn't have been infecting others because of the social distancing, washing your hands, doing everything that we talked about. So we've talked about also how people make choices because of their jobs that they have to come in. You'll notice I was not here over the weekend. I think this is the part that we really need to take personal responsibility for. Saturday, had a little low-grade fever. So, actually, probably a GI thing. But, you know, I'm meticulous. I'm a physician. I looked it up. I ended up piggy bank. I'm from Walter Reed, so I got a test late Saturday night, and I'm negative. I stayed home another day.
This is another coronavirus task force briefing going on right now. Later on, we're going to be talking with Stephen Moore, economist, Trump advisor, about this $1,000 to every man, woman, and child, the so-called stimulus package. It seems to me a lot of this sounds like the Obama stimulus package, which failed. Why not just do a tax cut? And an actor who contracted the coronavirus has credited an anti-malaria drug with his recovery. And a prominent judge says, no, we are overreacting. I'm Larry Elder.